Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and the perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Way back during the times of the persecution in England, children, there was a famous Jesuit father, Father Gerard was his name, who left an account of his exciting life, his adventures of saying the true Mass and hearing confessions and preaching, even though the English were all the time after him, and very often he would have to hide, and sometimes there was a brother who was a Jesuit too, and he built special hiding places in Catholic houses called the priest hole, some of which exist still today. Well, in one of his adventures, a cousin of his had married a Protestant man. This was during the time when most had been born and baptized as Catholics, but then when the wicked Queen Elizabeth took over, they all became Protestants to save their skins. Well, this Father Gerard went to see the man, and he told him about his soul and about eternity and brought him back to the true Catholic faith. Now, when we do good, when we receive good, we don't want to just keep it for ourselves. We want to give it to somebody else. And that's the whole idea of Catholic charity, isn't it? So he had a friend of his who, as it happens, was sick. And so this man, who had just come back to being a Catholic again, went to see his sick friend, and he told him all about what he had heard from the priest, the Catholic faith, and saving your soul, and the Ten Commandments, and the one true church, and all the rest of it. And he said, "Now, let me show you how to be sorry for all of your sins, to examine your conscience, and to make an act of perfect contrition. I'll do my best to get you a priest, but you never know if we could find one, because it's hard today with the persecutions." Well, the man died without the priest. He had prayed just as his friend showed him how, and before he died, he kept on asking, "Did my friend come back with the doctor? Did he come back with that doctor yet?" And by the doctor, he meant, of course, the priest. That was a sort of a secret code name for the priest, because he's a doctor of souls. Well, the man died and was buried. And as soon as he died, something most curious happened. In the room of his wife, his widow, there was a light that would shine at night and wake her up as though there was a flashlight. Only they didn't have flashlights back then. So that made his wife very suspicious. And she wondered what on earth it could possibly be. She went to talk to the friend who had brought the priest to her husband before he died, or who had wanted to bring the priest, and who himself had just recently become a Catholic. And the friend said, "You better talk to a priest. He'll be able to tell you about that light that's shining in your room at night." So she did talk to the priest, and one thing led to another. It often does for good. And wouldn't you know that the woman becomes a Catholic too? However, the curious thing was the light still shone in her room at night, and neither she or the priest at the beginning could figure out what it was. And then finally he said, "You know, that must mean that he wants, your husband does, prayers for his soul." And so the woman, who is now a Catholic, had the priest come in, and as a matter of fact, he said the Holy Mass many times right in that very same room. You usually don't say Mass in the bedroom, but you could if it was times of persecution because of the emergency situation. Well, still the light shone. It wouldn't go away. So then the priest says, "You know, we Catholics have the custom of the Gregorian Masses, 30 Masses in a row." People still do that today for someone who has died, going back to the time of St. Gregory the Great. "I suggest that you do that." And so she arranged for 30 Masses to be read in a row for her husband's soul. And on the last day, after the 30th Mass was said, now the woman, who was a new Catholic and very devout, sees not one light, but three lights that go up into the sky and then disappear. And the priest explained to her, "My daughter, those three lights stand for the three souls who have gone to grace. Your husband, the friend who converted him, and you." Isn't that a beautiful story of how we can do good and must indeed pray for each other? I think of this story today because, of course, we're going to be singing the Requiem Mass in a moment to bring the souls who are in the darkness of purgatory into the light of heaven. Perhaps today, right during the Mass itself, some of these lights will be going up into heaven. And also because of an interesting story that I heard just yesterday, children. And it was the story about a man who died about a month ago in Canada, and he was a very devout traditional Catholic, only I think sometimes he went to the Novus Ordo because he was a little confused. Well, this man used to send us big boxes of holy cards and prayer leaflets to St. Philomena and the Holy Face, for example, and Stations of the Cross. He was always distributing good Catholic literature and trying to get people to pray to the Holy Face of our Lord. In fact, he had a little chapel in his apartment, which he called the Holy Face Chapel. Well, after he died and after he was buried, a most curious thing happened to two people whom he knew. He called them up. Yes, after his death, he called them up. And the message was recorded on their phones, even with the day that the man called and the time, but he had already died. The curious thing, a friend of his was telling me yesterday, was that at the end of the conversation, and the man who was dead spoke very slowly, and ended by saying, "God bless you." Instead of hearing the click of the phone going down, you didn't hear anything at all anymore. It was just over. And the second call that he had made was to his landlady. And to his landlady, he apologized for any trouble that he had given her over the years. He said he was very sorry, and "God bless you." And then that was the end of the conversation. So what was the meaning of that? A friend of his asked me. And then he told me that furthermore, that he'd been hearing in that apartment footsteps, and the other night he felt somebody tug at the covers of his blanket in the bed. Well, I explained, very often things like that happen because that's a soul from purgatory. Just as those messages were from a soul in purgatory, doubtless, to maybe set things aright, something like that. So the soul in purgatory has been permitted by God to come back and to ask for prayers. It's an interesting story, a little bit of a scary one, I suppose, if you think about it. But it needn't be frightening for us. It's a consoling thought to remember that God, in his goodness, allows the souls to come back from purgatory to remind us of what? Of what? Not we, because we do it every month at least, but what most Catholics do forget. After someone is dead and buried, they don't remember to pray for that soul anymore. We should never forget to pray for the poor souls. And having these purgatorial masses every month, all year round, that's a really good reminder for us, as it is such a powerful help for them. And then what happens? Well, then Our Lady of the Light goes down into purgatory with the power of this Mass, and these souls are taken up again into heaven. Don't wait for a phone call on this that shows up on your cell phone, children, and you have to hear a voice from purgatory. You yourself remember every day at least one little prayer for the poor souls in purgatory. It makes a big difference. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.